BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling 70 times 7.
The disciples were discussing among themselves about which one of them was the greatest. So Jesus motioned for a child to come stand next to him. He said, "If you want to be the greatest of everyone, you must become the servant of everyone. When you welcome a little child like this in my name, you are welcoming me. But it's much more than that. You're welcoming God." Sometime later, a man who collects temple tax walked up to Peter and said, "Does your teacher pay the temple tax?" Yes, he does. But Peter wasn't sure. Later, Jesus saw him deep in thought and said, "Simon, give me your opinion. When a king issues a tax, does he make his family pay it?" "Oh, no, others have to pay it, but not his family." Jesus said, "That's true. The sons of the king don't have to pay. But we don't want to offend others on this issue, so go to the sea and catch a fish. When you have it, open its mouth. There you'll find a coin. It'll be enough for you to pay the tax for you and me." At another time, Peter asked Jesus a question. "Lord, what if someone wrongs me and I forgive him? But he wrongs me again. How many times should I continue to forgive him? 7 times?" Jesus said, "Peter, listen carefully. You're to forgive him 70 times 7. Think of it this way. A king decided to settle the accounts of those who owed him money. So he brought in a man who owed him $1 million. The king realized there was no way this man could pay him back, so he said to his accountant, "Take this man, his wife, his children, and sell them. And then sell everything he owns. Get as much as you can and apply it to his debt." The man fell to the ground and yelled, "Oh, king, please be patient with me, and I'll pay you everything I owe." The king knew this was an empty promise, but he was sympathetic. He said, "Release this man. I forgive his entire debt." Oh, the man could hardly believe his ears. His entire debt was gone, and he was free. A few days later, this man found a friend who owed him $5,000. He grabbed him and started choking him. "You owe me $5,000 and I want it now." The friend fell down and yelled, "Please be patient with me and I'll pay you everything I owe you." "No, I've lost my patience with you. I'm going to throw you into the work prison and you'll stay there until I get all my money." The king was shocked when he heard what happened. He had the man brought before him. "You ungrateful wretch! I forgave your debt of $1 million because I had pity on you. How could you treat your friend like this? And for $5,000? Guard, take this man and throw him into prison." Jesus then said to Peter, "My heavenly Father has been generous with you when he forgave all your sins. Therefore, you're to be generous in forgiving others."
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.